Welcome to. Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for joining us here. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. This portion of the program brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/chosen or give them a call today, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. The only national Christian conservative cell phone company, and I encourage you, we all have cell phones. You need to get signed up with Patriot Mobile today. All right, let's see. Bottom of hour number two. D.D. Laugesen, Save the Persecuted Christians, is with us. Big webinar coming up tomorrow with guests talking about our Christian brothers and sisters in the Ukraine and what's happening to them. That'll be at 4:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. D.D. will be talking about that. Also, stop the vax passports. That's right. They are seriously pushing for vax passports. In spite of all the quote-unquote loosening up and dropping masks and what have you, vax passports are still very much on the mind of the Democrats in Congress and in very blue states. Top of the next hour, David Shistokas will be with us, and we'll talk about the legalities of that and can they force those kinds of things on us. A few other constitutional topics for us to talk about as well, free speech being one of those. Joe Mobley joins me, bottom of the hour, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. The job reports are out for February. Oh, Joe Biden wants us to believe that everybody's working. But it's kind of funny because when I call places and try to get somebody on the phone, like, oh, I don't know, maybe UPS or I call my pharmacy, they say to me, I'm sorry, Mr. Young, we can't really have anybody work and serve you now because we don't have anybody available. We can't find any decent employees. Nobody wants to work. Yeah, lying numbers. Anyway, but more lies. We'll talk about those coming up right now with Michael Morris, Newsbusters and Free Speech America, where they expose the lies of the media and censorship and the attack on free speech. Welcome, Michael. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Well, I'd like to start with the story that I mentioned to you, and then we'll shift over to some of the ones that I know that you have brought with you this morning. But Washington Times, in an exclusive, has a story out this week, from last week, last Friday, March 11th. Audit reveals FBI rule-breaking and probes involving politicians, religious groups, and media. You know, I've looked all over the place. I don't find this anywhere, Michael, and I mentioned it to you, and you said you hadn't even heard of this story. So obviously, the mainstream media is not covering what has happened, and there's also been recent stories that have come out New York Times Project Veritas exposing the New York Times saying that they were aware that there were undercover FBI, many of them, at January 6th, directly involved in the actions that are the supposed premise for their calling it a riot and an insurrection. That's not in the news either, Michael.
Well, this is what the liberal media does, the legacy media. They bury things, and they hide things that would be inconvenient or that run counter to the leftist narrative. And also they do things that would help protect the current administration, so long as that administration is a Democratic administration or even a soft liberal administration on the Republican side. We here at MRC, Media Research Center, and Newsbusters are conservative organization, and we will call out anytime we see that the liberal media is doing things that are biased, that includes things that are biased by omission. So, you know, certainly those are things that are important, and the American public need to be made aware of.
Well, and I know one of the real focuses that you're really addressing is the issue of free speech. And I've now sent you several examples of censorship that have happened to me. I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned on Twitter. I'm banned on Vimeo. And now I'm banned on LinkedIn. And you've got, I don't know, something like 700 or 800 other examples of those kinds of things predicated on, you know, my expression of concerns about my guest that'll be on the top of the next hour was one of the witnesses who testified before the legislature in Pennsylvania about election irregularities that he personally witnessed as an election monitor, and things that he wasn't able to do that by law he's supposed to be able to do, which is oversee and actually monitor and make sure that they're doing things and that the election envelopes are not opened somewhere else so that something else can be put into them. And by him simply sharing that testimony, LinkedIn removed me, in addition to a prayer, Michael, that was given to me by my friends at Freedom Encounters. Ken Thornburg and his wife and their team put this together, and it's a prayer for people who are having bad reactions to the injections. And by the way, we might mention that there's over 1.5 million people that have had reactions to that vaccine that have been reported, that just simply have been reported on. But there you go. And for those that are listening right now that are saying, well, okay, you're a pastor. Why are you, wait a minute. This sounds like a really political thing. Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Right here. I'm gonna. And what's happening in our country to our Bill of Rights and our Constitution is absolutely unconscionable, and I'm going to stand up for it, and I know you do too. Let's talk about some of the things that you brought with you this morning, Michael, that address your concerns about free speech in America.
Sure. So, you know, to that point, that's exactly what we stand for it here at MRC Free Speech America. We're here to promote the first principles of that the American founders put in place, and that's free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And what does that mean? That means your right to talk about things, and that includes online. So here at MRC Free Speech America, we shed a light on big tech and censorship. And that's why we created CensorTrack, and you can check that out, censortrack.org. Currently, we have 3,499 cases of censorship up on the website, so almost 3,500. And that barely scratches the surface, folks. You know, this number that we've got, these are cases that people have sent in or that we have discovered and been able to at least find screenshots for as a way of verifying, yes, in fact, you know, this tech company, whether it be YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, any number of big tech organizations did in fact censor this individual. Now, when we talk about censorship, it's not just the individual themselves being censored either, right? So anytime a person gets censored, for example, Pastor Greg Young here on this radio show, when he gets censored online, it's not just him that's being censored. It's anyone that would watch or listen to his show is also being censored because they're no longer allowed to interact with that media. Okay. So if you have 1 million followers, for example, that's 1 million people that can no longer participate in conversation online. And that is an aberration here in the United States of America.
No question about it. Well, and I appreciate it. You've got me up there on Vimeo. I need to get you my information on YouTube and on Twitter. And then I also, I think I sent you over the information on LinkedIn, but you can check that out after the program. But, you know, we're watching this. One of the stories that you sent me specifically, YouTube removed President Trump's speech. They just removed it. This is very typical. My experience with YouTube is that I had a YouTube account that I'd had for years, and without really hardly any warning whatsoever, the issue they removed before was for the interviews that I did with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Factual interviews based on years and years of research, books that she has written with sightings and documentation to back up the things that she's saying, not anti-vax, just simply identifying what's being put in and what's being injected into us right now and how these vaccines were manufactured and the issues associated with those and the data to prove that information. YouTube didn't just remove me and my channel, but Michael, they said I can't be a YouTube TV subscriber either. They completely blacked out and blocked my account. That's how I found out. I was going to watch TV on my television and I couldn't get on and I couldn't figure it out. And it doesn't say why. And all of a sudden I went and looked and lo and behold, I was completely, blocked off of YouTube. It was pretty wild. Finally, they gave me my money back. But initially, there weren't even any. They took my money as a subscriber for their television platform, and they weren't even going to give me my money back.
And this is the sort of thing that happened to President Donald Trump as well. So he went on to talk with a couple of guys called the Nelk Boys to discuss, you know, a number of different things from golf to Ukraine to the 2020 election, and YouTube said reportedly that the video contained, quote, content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches changed the outcome of the U.S. 2020 presidential election, unquote. You know, and this is what we believe here at MRC Free Speech America.
Well,
more speech is the answer to bad speech, not less speech. So if you disagree with something, the way to go about that is not to shut the other side down, but to talk it out and get to the brass tacks, get to the facts, and tell people the truth about what's actually going on, not destroying the other side and saying they can't speak at all.
Well, and we're watching. I mean, the other side is absolutely sharing their view and their opinion on the matter. 60 Minutes did a big deal on it just this weekend. And they had someone from Wisconsin, a woman who said that she's a conservative Republican who doesn't believe that there was anything wrong with the election results in Wisconsin. Now, she's outnumbered by a number of individuals there, including someone that's doing a deep dive and an investigation into it, who has provided and presented information. But of course, you know, they always skew their reports. And as you're saying, they don't give you all of the facts, all of the information. They just give the parts that they want in order to sway the opinion the way they want to. And that's all part of free speech as well. But as you suggest, we should be able to share our view and our opinion on it and our facts as well. Okay, we're going to be jumping into a break. Couple quick things and we're going to hit these. Lib Media propaganda machine defends Biden on gas prices. Media polls show that 70% of Americans favor increased oil gas production. High gas prices are hurting Americans. CNN econ commentator upends media narrative blaming war in Ukraine on high gas prices. Oh my goodness. And the media is, you know, which was all pro-Soviet. Remember, Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, now all of a sudden they're against Putin. I think Putin is evil. As a Cold War veteran of the United States Air Force and a Russian linguist during the Cold War, I can tell you about Putin and the KGB and how wicked and how evil they are. But besides that, it's the hypocrisy of the left. We'll talk about all those stories and more coming up with Michael Morris, Newsbusters, and Free Speech.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me today. I do greatly appreciate it. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. All right, so let's get started with the first story that we've got up here. Lib Media propaganda machine defends Biden on gas prices. How do you defend these $5 and $6 and $7 a gallon ridiculous prices?
Well, what's incredible, we've also got another story the shows that CNN found a way to spin this a different way back when George W. Bush was president. So it really depends on who's in office at any particular time, how the media tries to spin these sorts of things. When George W. Bush was president and gas prices were going up, they were saying, well, look, the president's not doing enough. Congress isn't doing enough because Republicans were in control. And now that Democrats are in control of the levers of power, the liberal media is doing all that it can to defend the administration, defend the Democratic Party from any sort of, you know, any sort of backlash. And so you've got the New York Times with a headline, Republicans wrongly blame Biden for rising gas prices. You got Bloomberg News trying to muddy and confuse the issue. And their headline said, who's to blame for the pain at the pump? It's complicated. CNN had a headline, gas prices are in the danger zone. Biden can't do much about it. And then Newsweek, is Biden admin blaming Putin for gas prices? Jen Psaki sets the record straight. So again, you know, all things that seem like they're in line with the president's talking points, you know, blame Putin. It has nothing to do with our policy here in the United States of no drilling. You can't drill an air more. The government leases are being held back. You know, they're pushing EVs, which are electric vehicles, and yet they're saying we got to blame Putin and blame Ukraine. Gas prices were going up before Russia invaded Ukraine. So, but the media, they don't want to tell you that, except for one CNN econ commentator. She actually did say the truth. She said, quote, it's going to mean higher prices, particularly for the consumers in those markets, right? Demand is really high right now. Supply has not been keeping up even before the conflict in Ukraine, the Russian invasion. If we are now constraining supply even more, that's going to drive prices up. But naturally, that isn't what CNN was talking about before Russia invaded Ukraine. Don Lemon said, here at home, Americans are finally getting some relief. This was back in December. He said, this is good news. Gas prices are headed south, down. A government forecast says that they could drop below $3 a gallon. Woof! Well, guess what? They didn't. And why? Because we're not producing energy here at home.
And of course, that's another reason why Putin is able to carry out this war, is because we are not producing our energy here at home. And he is taking advantage of the fact that we're sending him money. Now, they have claimed that they're going to stop doing that, and supposedly that's going to end. But the problem with that, folks, is that where are they buying it from? Well, they're buying it from the people that are buying it from Putin. So it doesn't change anything whatsoever when you continue to do the same thing. What's that old fashioned saying, right? If you continue to play the same game and do the same thing over and over again, you can't really expect to get a different result. And that's what they are apparently hoping, is they're going to get a different result by doing the same exact thing over and over and over again. Well, let's see. 70% of Americans, by the way, do favor increased oil and gas production. Michael, that's a pretty nice little piece of information that the media doesn't want us to know about.
Yeah, Rasmussen Reports actually did a poll, and they found exactly what you said. 70% of likely voters favor increasing U.S. and oil gas production to discourage dependence on foreign energy imports, and only 16% oppose the policy of encouraging U.S. energy independence. So, you know, that's the exact opposite of what the current administration with Democrats have been pushing, which is, you know, less energy here in the United States and dependence on foreign sources for energy. You know, the Biden administration has said that it wants to consider getting fossil fuels from Iran and getting fossil fuels from Venezuela. And as you noted, those two countries, they work hand in glove with Russia. Yeah. So, you know, it's a distinction without a difference. Yeah, you know, the administration has banned oil and gas imports from Russia, but if they're getting it from the same sources that Russia deals with on a regular basis, then it makes no difference whatsoever. And of course, what do you have the media outlets doing? Well, the Washington Post and other outlets like Bloomberg News have repeatedly called for Americans to ditch gas-powered cars for so-called eco-friendly alternatives like electric vehicles. Well, the average electric vehicle, this is as of April 2021, was $51,532, according to Money.com. The average American household in 2021 was $79,900, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development report. So nearly, you know, you've got about a $20,000 difference there. Americans, on average, are going to have to spend almost their entire salary for an electric vehicle. That's the answer that the liberal media and the Democratic Party is giving for Americans that are concerned about high gas prices. Well, buy a $51,000 electric vehicle. It's untenable.
Yeah, for the average American, there's no way that's going to happen. But of course, you know, they don't really care about that. I mean, that's not a concern for these guys. They're not concerned about that, and that's, you know, that's something we need to be mindful of. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, more Chosen Generation Radio coming up for you. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break. You can find Michael Morris at Newsbusters and Free Speech America.
It's a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just $400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in
these life-changing wells, would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. We here at Chosen Generation Radio partner with Project 21 Black Leadership Network. We've been working with the National Center for Public Policy Research for almost 10 years. And when they brought on Project 21 Black Leadership, it just seemed like a natural fit for us. To make a place for them here on our program. And we do that twice a month here on Wednesdays. And it's always, always a joy to meet new members of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network team. And it's a pleasure to welcome a new member of the team today. I want to welcome to the program Joe Mobley. And he has his own program, The Joe Mobley Show. I hope you'll check that out. And you can find out more about Joe at the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Click on CG Contributors and you'll see the Project 21 Black Leadership Network icon. If you'll click on that, you'll find Joe, because Joe is one of the members of that network and of that leadership conference. So it's a pleasure to welcome Joe to the program. Joe, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, thanks for having me on. It's my pleasure.
Well, sir, so Joe Biden is running around talking about how great the job numbers are and how they're responsible for a booming economy. Now, I'm going to tell a quick little story. So I've been having UPS delivering to my property here in Texas for about 10 years now. Of course, you know, during the pandemic, they would come, you know, they'd mask, you know, you could smell the cleaner on all the boxes, right? You know, everything got cleaned, but they would still drive. And I'm about a quarter mile back from my gate, not really visible from the highway. And so they would drive in and they would drop my box either at the foot of my ramp, because I'm in a wheelchair, or on the ground right there at the bottom. But, you know, they would bring it to the house. And my daughter-in-law or daughter-in-love lives here on the property, and she is a social influencer. So, and she is also involved with food products and so forth. And she's a vegan. You can find her at The Vegan Mama, MOMMA theveganmama.com. She does an incredible job. And at any rate, they would bring her stuff, you know, to the house, and then they would come over and pick it up. They live here. We got 5 acres. They live on the property. Now, all of a sudden, Joe, I can't, they just dump things off at the gate. I mean, I got medicines that arrive. Yesterday, we had medicines. It was 80 degrees. Fish oil. Think about what happens to fish oil at 80 degrees, right? It's not pretty. But I think it all, and when I called, talked to them about it, the gal at UPS says, yeah, we got issues because we're shorthanded and we can't get anybody to work. So talk to me about what you're seeing and what you think's going on, really. What's behind what's the real truth behind all this?
So I love that you're a pastor, because here's the deal. People say fake news. This is where fake news comes from. If you open your Bible to Titus, I mean, this is a small book. If you blink, you'll miss it. It's about 3 or 4 pages in most Bibles. But the overarching thing, the reason that Titus is sent to Crete, sent to this little island, is to go and tell the truth in the place where the truth is no longer true. And, you know, I'm thinking that Mary Poppins song, up is down, down is up, left is right. Like, that's what's going on at this time. This is why Titus is told to go and speak the truth in this place. Here, I feel... obviously, the scales are different, but I feel like every time I turn around, every news station I listen to, every time I turn on the news on TV, if I deign to do it, something that's not true is going to be said to me. It's going to be presented as fact. It's going to be presented by authorities, yeah, by the media, by government officials. And this is no different. These job report numbers are terrible. They've not rebounded the thriving economy that the previous administration had from the, you know, the president that no one wants to talk about, the orange elephant in the room, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We've not rebounded from those numbers. I was looking at some of those numbers, and honestly, on some of the government websites, even the numbers don't appear to be exactly right. But here, February 2019, just before the pandemic really set root. And when I say pandemic, I don't necessarily mean the illness itself. I more mean the response.
Amen.
Overbearing, overarching.
Yes, sir.
Really unnecessarily.
Shutdowns, yeah, exactly. Lockdowns, lock. I mean, it was like, literally, it was like if they declared martial law, that's what we experienced, except that they didn't actually officially declare martial law.
Exactly. And I do tell people, there actually was a pandemic. There was a pandemic, and the thing that was killed off the most and the quickest was individual liberty.
Yeah.
Not just nationwide, coast to coast, border to border, but around the world, the individual shrunk into oblivion. But those unemployment numbers are 3.5% in February of 2019, as the economy was on the rise. They're now at 3.8%.
Hello.
So we've not even recovered. And recovered, yeah, is the right word, because these aren't jobs being created. Every time one of these politicians gets on the tube and says, we've created X jobs, you've created zero. We are in the hole. We are net negative. There's still a deficit.
Yeah.
If we had 10 jobs, we cut them down to zero and we rebounded 4 jobs. We didn't create 4 jobs. We destroyed 10 and allowed 4 of those jobs to come back.
Well, and to my point, Joe, to my story about UPS, the person that I finally spoke to about it is actually at a local UPS store about 30 miles from me. I couldn't reach a person at UPS corporate. You can't. You talk to an automated AI person who won't give you an actual person. And if you're lucky to get somebody to pick up, it's somebody from a foreign country that doesn't really speak English. I'm sorry, but that's just a reality. So to your point, right? Americans didn't go back to work. We've outsourced again. Everything is outsourced again. That's part of the reason why we have the problems we have with China and Russia. Everything in America has been outsourced once again under Obama 5.0.
That's absolutely the case. You know, and people talk about, you know, the different nations. I just think you have that little plastic cone, and honestly, it bounces around from saying, you know, made in China, made in Taiwan, made in Vietnam. The one thing that you're not going to find is one of those little plastic cones that says made in the USA on it.
Mm.
And it's because of exactly the issues that you're hitting on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that they predict falls flat. And when it falls flat, they, being the government or whoever's carrying the water and explaining, you know, doing the spin, doing the Jen Psaki-ing of it all, they say when their predictions fall flat, their predictions about the rebound, their predictions about unemployment rates or people re-entering the labor force, because it's not people entering the labor force, it's re-entering. It's people that they, frankly, unconstitutionally took away their jobs, took away their ability to work and provide and to do those basic, you know, rights of living type activities. As they're re-entering, the numbers are way off, and the government says, hey, we got it wrong again. All of our predictions have fallen flat. But not only were we wrong, it's a good thing. What has happened is actually better than what we predicted. And they say that over and over. That's what was said last week on MSNBC, who, you know, they're a bastion of truth over there. But not only did we get it wrong, what occurred is actually better than we predicted, which is nonsense. We predicted that these numbers would be higher. We predicted that the rebound would be better at this point, and it's not.
And to your earlier point about Titus, let me read this real quick. I've got this up on the screen. Titus 1, 10 through 13. For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers, and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in faith. And then 1 Corinthians 6:2, to your point, or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Folks, we have a responsibility to call these things out, to identify these evils and to share them with you and to shine light into their darkness. We are going to be held accountable. And, you know, Joe, I was talking to somebody about this last night. The Western Church has this idea that, listen, we're all going to get beamed out of here. You know, Scotty, beam me up, okay? And if it just gets bad enough and gets bad enough fast enough, then we'll all get a free pass and a free ticket. We're that arrogant. We are like the parable of the talents, and we're the one talent guy who takes his talent and buries it and says of the master, I don't understand your ways. I don't know the things you do. I don't get you. I think you're unfair. I can't explain you to anybody, but here's the one thing that you gave me when you left. What happens to him? His talent is taken away and he's thrown into the place of gnashing of teeth. I don't know about you, but that's not where I want to go, folks. Let's not.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I'm going to reread that, what I read a little bit earlier, well, actually last segment, but Joe and I were talking about this. It's Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? And you know, Joe, that's really what we're doing is we're calling out those things that are evil for being evil. But the good news is Jesus Christ came, and it says that he defeated sin and death. And I think too often the church is waiting and acting as though that's not going to happen until Christ's second coming. And that's a gross mistake to believe that it's not going to happen until Christ's return. We're already there. Jesus said it's finished on the cross. We're already there. And to this issue of racism, I love your response to that, right? If we're going to defeat it, what did you say we need to do?
Well, what the CRT of it all says is to defeat racism, we all actually need to act a little racist. We need to, you know, regard race, particularly minority races, above other, which is, and I challenge policymakers all the time. I go to the board meetings, council meetings, even to the, you know, the state Senate and House. We have delegates here, we don't, in Virginia. But anyway, and ask them, what does equity mean in the public policy forum? Because all equity means, all inclusivity means, all of these SEL, what are the other words, DIE, all those words in a policy forum mean racism or discrimination enacted against usually white males, Christians, heterosexuals, whatever, not even power group, but whatever the perceived, you know, majority, they say the people that hold the power, just racism or segregation or discrimination enacted against them, which is funny because I'm a black male. Well, hold on. So my positive points that get me on in the equity thing. I'm black. I'm from the hood of New York City. I'm a disabled veteran, but I end up being an oppressor because I'm straight. I'm male. I'm Christian. I'm married, and you know, I married the mother of all of my children.
Oh, that's it. We got married. Yeah, that's it, Joe. I'm afraid we're gonna have to cancel. We're gonna have to change the. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I've had a straight black male on the program that is a veteran. That means we're veterans. That means according to John Kerry, we're child killers. That's what John Kerry said about us.
I'm a negative two on the oppressor. Which is practically, I'm a slave owner.
We probably need to put a warning clip up on our screen now to indicate to people that, you know, beware and be forewarned, because you might be injured by watching this program.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people
or triggered
have a lot of feelings about the truth.
Wow.
Just saying something that's true. A lot of people have a lot of feelings. And like we talked about in the last segment,
yeah,
society can't function based on the whims of those feelings. Society needs to function based on facts, reality, truth, but primarily here in this country, a republic, a constitutional republic. Republic means the one thing, the law, the thing that sets above everything else. We have to be a nation of laws. We have to have law and order here. We have to return to the reverence that we once had for the Constitution. And honestly, this whole experiment only worked because, like Ben Franklin said, this republic will work so long as there is a well-informed and well-educated populace. When the populace is misinformed, they're not curious, they're not seeking truth, and when the populace is uneducated, it will crumble. So as we become a nation of idiots, we are not going to be able to govern ourselves well.
Yeah, it's sad, and I want to be mindful to say that, you know, folks, if you're not doing your own investigating about these issues, if you're not checking these things out yourself, they will lie to you, they will deceive you, they will mislead you. And I would really strongly encourage folks to watch, go to YouTube. I'm not a big fan, they banned me, but this is where you'll find it, and look up General Pacheco disinformation, and there's a great video that you can watch. It's about an hour long, but it is the video version of an even more in-depth book where General Pacheco shares the story of communist Russian disinformation. And in this day and age, I'm telling you right now, it is absolutely critical that folks are aware of that and paying attention to that, especially when it comes to Ukraine. And we'll talk about that at the bottom of the next hour in particular. But there's a lot of information flying around about Ukraine that is wrong and disinformation. And as a Cold War Russian linguist veteran, I'm a veteran of the Cold War. I was a Russian linguist in the U.S. Air Force. I know the KGB, Putin, and the Russian disinformation and how that works. And Joe, we are being sold a bill of goods. Vladimir Putin is evil. He has been evil, and he is manipulating and using and abusing this idea that he's associated with the church in the same way that Hitler did in Germany, where you had just a few like Bonhoeffer that would stand up against him, and the rest of them just rolled over. And that's exactly what's happened with the Russian Orthodox Church.
Well, people forget, you know, Putin's a KGB guy, so his dream is to reestablish the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. I believe that is true. I believe he could have Ukraine, if he could have the Balkans, he would do whatever deal needed to be done.
And he'll invade Poland next. He will invade Poland next. Mark my words, if he's able to pull off Ukraine, he will invade Poland next, because Poland was a part of the former USSR. And if we think that he won't, we are sadly mistaken. All right, Joe Mobley. I know that was a little off topic, but we're both veterans, so we can talk about that. Joe Mobley, Project 21, Black Leadership Network, back after this.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program, Monday through Friday, with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.